It's Lee Davey for Calvin Air. I'm here at the BWIN WPT Merit Cyprus Classic. Cyprus is a wonderful stomping ground for my guest right now, and that's Dominic Nies, the WPT and WSOP champion. Dominic, how's it going?
Pretty bad, actually. I busted the main event yesterday, and I'm on my second bullet right now. But I did pretty well in the big cash game here the other day, so all in all, I can't complain much. I'm still winning, and yeah, now I just started my second main event entry, which my table looks kind of tough, actually. I recognize everyone. And yesterday I didn't recognize anyone. Maybe I can do better this time, because last time I played I completely got destroyed by everyone. So maybe I do better against people I know. I don't know.
Do you find yesterday's table, like you said, I mean, you started off yesterday quite well, and then it kind of deteriorated from there on in.
I kind of screwed myself over when I told Laura how easy it was, and how she's just like, and someone in your tweets, easy game. I was like, yeah, because it was easy. They were giving me chips. And then as soon as the interview is done, I miss the first 10. Then I sit back down and I lose a big flip right after that. And I was just like, all right, I just cursed myself. I'm going out this, and then I had to play for 4 more hours and I busted 20 minutes before the end of the day. So that was rather annoying.
And you played in the big game the other day, the Party Poker big game. Is that the first time you played in one?
Yeah. And I'm not much of a cash game player usually.
I was going to say, you're not known as a cash game player. So how did that go?
Well, I've been focusing a lot on cash games lately. It started before Vegas, where I said I want to play more cash games online, so I played a bit. Did all right, and then after Vegas I decided, there's nothing on after Vegas, between Vegas and then, so I figured I'd try my hands at cash games, see how I do. Because I'm getting kind of bored of tournaments. So I figured I might as well try some cash games, try to get better, because generally cash game players are better than tournament players. That's the truth. It's just true. And so I figured I'd try to get better, see how I do at the 5-10, 10-20 games online. And I actually played a lot. I played the last 2 weeks. I played 30,000 hands, and I did all right. I actually got a pretty good amount of money. And then I heard about the big game. I was like, maybe I should play that. I play a lot. When I play online poker, I play 40 big blind cash games. A lot of people don't like it, but I think I have a big advantage coming from a tournament background as a short stake player, so that's what I do. So I just bought it for 40 big blind. And then the big game is a 5,100 cash game, and there's a $200 straddle, so the $200 straddle just kind of suits my game because there's more money in the pot now. So I figured, I can play that, I can buy in for 10 grand, and that gives me this kind of an equivalent of a 40 big blind stack in an online game. And I knew people like Sam Trickett or a Jungleman, they're amazing players. But as soon as stacks get down to 40, 50 big blinds, I have a big advantage, I think. So especially in that setup where Trickett was opening to 700 preflop or something. If I'm in there with a 10k stack, it's I'm not going to make any mistakes. And it's really hard for him to play because I can just 3-bet him really small and he has to adjust. So yeah, as long as they kept opening big and I had a short stack, I had the advantage, I felt like. And it worked out quite well. And then at some point I had 150 big blinds on the table.
And you thought, oh no!
I didn't think, oh no, it was part of my strategy, People could say I hit and run, but it was... But yeah, I did hit and run, but it was a plan. I was I never wanted to play 150 bats deep against Jungleman, out of position. I said, I did this for 2 hands, and then I was all right, I knew it was going to suck. Now it's terrible. I'm gone.
People watching that who know you,
they knew what I was doing. Some people I talked to earlier, I'm not going to lie, some people had a small piece of my action, Marvin had 10%. Before he got in, and then David had 10%, David Vampel obviously, Andrew Tang had 10%, so yeah, those were the people I told them what my strategy was going in. I was I'm going to short stack, and as soon as I'm 100, as soon as I'm really deep out of position against a good player, then I'm probably not going to play anymore because I don't think it's worth it, unless I have position on a big fish, but really I just had position on Sam Trickett, so that wasn't, that was very good.
And what are you finding are the biggest learning experiences between transitioning from tournament to cash poker?
A lot of it has to do with playing post-flop, sure. That's the obvious answer. But in tournaments, you don't see as many turns and rivers. But I guess you do see them.
Well, you see a lot of checks on the turn.
Yeah, I see a lot of checks. Yeah, exactly. And in cash games, a lot of actions on the turn. And I think that's where I make a lot of my mistakes. I was recently looking at some of my hands I played on where I think I made a few big mistakes on the turn, and looking at my turn stats. See, I don't want to talk too much about my own game, but I just kind of felt there was something wrong, something clearly obvious that I just didn't do very well. Something on the turn that was completely missing from my game, where I was just how have I not done this in the 6 years of poker or whatever I've played now? And now that I've played cash games, I've just been a bit more aware of that, and like noticed that there's something regulars could exploit in me, but now they can't because I fixed that leak in my game. So
I wrote an article the other day questioning whether players do enough review on their own game when they get to a certain level.
They don't.
And that's what happened to you, right?
I think that's what happens to anyone. Like, if you compare like tournament players to cash game players, especially online, like you, I read your article about HUTs as well or something. You call them they are necessary, but like still in tournament poker, lots of players don't use them. Like lots of players just have a very basic HUT. It just says VPIP PFR 3-bet, and that's all they have in a HUT. While in a HUT, you can do so much more. Some of it might be unnecessary, but like in cash games, like lots of players have all these HUTs where it says raise from early position, raise middle, raise late, raise cutoff, raise small blind, fold to 3-bet from this position. Like they've all this information, you know, while tournament players just have one line. And like, how is one line supposed to tell you anything about a player? How is 22, 19 going to tell you anything about their game? You know, like he's not much different than a 25, 23 or something. One of them plays a little looser, but like you don't know anything about their turn tendencies. You don't know how much they bet on the flop. You don't have any bad side tests or anything. It's just
with the HUD article, I don't think I got my point across as well as I wanted to. Probably rushed that one, because I think when you're using the HUD in real time, then there's a lot of players multi-tabling many tables that they barely look at it. My point was, when you're not playing and you're away from a table and you want to analyze why you're not doing so well on a turn, that's the software that can help you.
Well, yes, that's also what you can use it for, but it also helps in-game if you have like a massive database on someone. Like, there's a program called Caddy Sketcher which helps you figure out like what a certain bet size means. It takes a while to get used to it. It's not. But if you're good at using Caddy Sketcher, you can just like click on river bet size and see like, oh, he bet pot size with a hand this strong, or he bet twice the pot with a complete bluff. And like you can see like he bluffed like five times, but he never had a good hand when he bet twice the pot. So, you know, all in all, I feel like they can't destroy the real game of poker because it's too much. But in today's game, you just have to use it, I feel like. In tournaments, not so much yet, because people are not quite there yet when it comes to their HUD game.
Yeah.
But, yeah, in cash games, people are there, and people will use that all the time. So it's very important to look at your own stats to see that you're not exploitable.
Yes.
If you don't look at your own stats, like you will not be aware of like a big mistake you're making, and you can be making this mistake for days and days and days.
It's too difficult to improve because you're looking at it in a vacuum almost. You're trying to hope that your memory in your mind is just going to be enough to tell you what you're doing wrong.
But it's not, because like our mind doesn't work that way.
No, it doesn't.
Like it's not going to suddenly out of all of a sudden tell us like, yeah, we're losing money on this card, like not necessarily like we're losing money here or we're losing money there. Like you're not going to be able to work out why you're losing money or in what spot exactly. You might say, I don't know how to play this spot, but you'll not be able to, unless you look at it, you'll not be able to see like, oh look, I lose money when I bet the flop and then go to the turn because I'm not betting enough, or I'm checking too much, or I'm folding too much, whatever, you know. You're going to have to look at that because your mind's not going to remember all of this. Especially if you're playing like 20 tables at the same time. You will not be able to see that you suddenly check fold the turn too much, or like that you don't continuation bet enough.
Yeah, and I think I see as well is a lot of players get to a really good level and they get used to winning, and then all of a sudden they're losing, and they kind of put it down to variance instead of looking at the game and seeing that things have moved on and things have changed.
Well, yeah, that's true as well. A lot of people who used to win like a couple of years ago, they haven't worked on the game as much. Like,
yeah.
I used to be one of those people. Clearly, that was like, I used to win from like very early on, like 2008, 2009. I was one of the biggest winners in tournaments. 2009, 2010, I did all right, and then like 2011, I did terrible, and then that's when I started working on my game again. And 2012 was when all the results kicked back in. Like I had a good year online, I had a really good year at the live circuit, and yeah.
And that wasn't by accident. That was you working on your
game. I would assume so. Yeah, a lot of it was by accident. Let's be real. Tournament variance is a joke, as we all know. Because I feel like I'm so much better than I was last year, but different story. I hired a coach. He's been helping me a lot. And yeah, that's like a really good 40 big blind cash game.
Who is he?
I'm not going to say his
name. You're
not
going to say it?
No.
It's a secret?
No chance, no.
Oh, you don't want anyone else to have him?
Of course not.
Because he's so good.
He's pretty good, yeah. No, he's one of the best poker players I know. And I was like, one of my housemates is also really good. So like, these two helped me kind of form my 40 big blind game now. And like, they changed my whole approach to poker. And Yeah, no, I'm not going to say his name.
So the article I wrote the other day put in a question out there, are online training sites or training in general bad for poker? You're with me on this. The answer is no, it's not.
Well, they are, but they're pretty good for me. So I'm paying this guy a lot of money to help me, and he's doing it right. I was actually talking to him yesterday, and he asked me how I did in the big game. So he was quite happy to hear that I did all right there. No, but he knew what I was going to do as well, and it's a good idea.
Okay, Dom, there's 3 minutes left, so I'm going to let you get to it. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no worries.